Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So this Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Today is first day of Rosh Chodesh, and tomorrow is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So we will discuss some halachos of Nusach HaTfila Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara Beit Sedaf Yud Zayin. There is a machlokes. Shalom Aleichem. So in Beit Sedaf Yud Zayin, we find the machlokes in the Gemara. What is the nusach of Tfilas HaMusaf when Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh? Halacha Lamai says, we all know Tfilas HaMusaf is fundamentally Tfilah of Rosh Chodesh, Maskirin Shal Shabbos, and the same Shabbos in Yom Tov, or Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Musaf is Shorosh HaGolem, and we also mention Me'ein HaMa'ura, we also mention Shabbos. The Yoach HaShulchan has an interesting question. And let's read source number 2. Da, Shema'olam Tomati, it was always a pele mi'aynai, I didn't understand. Ala nusach shalonu shebesof atu yitzauto, she'achar lemechilis oven oimrim, ki v'yamchi yisur b'chautu makola umois, v'rosh chodosh shemnehem nusato, lamo ein oimrim kadshenu b'mitzasecho v'senchokenu v'serosecho, v'hanchilenu, הרי כל יום טב שחל בשבס, וראש השונה ויום הכיפורים, שחולה בשבס, אומרים בסוף הברוך המצוא הסנוסח זה, שזה תוירף קדוש של שבס. למה לא יאמרו זה בראש חודש שחל בשבס? ובנוסח ספרד, ישנוי באמס זה הנוסח. נוסח ספרד, he means the ספרדים, also חבד, which is נוסח הארי. But in all the other Sidurim, we did not find Kadshenu b'mitzvasecho in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. L'ani ezdaiti, b'nusach Ashkenaz chaser zeh matfus, v'ani noeg liyomro, v'ein shum tam sheloi loim hazeh, v'loi matzosi mi sheheir b'zeh. There's no reason we shouldn't say Kadshenu b'mitzvasecho. And I guess, says the Yoach HaShulchan, just a mistake. For some reason, in the Sephardic Sefurim, it isn't written. Now, one of the fundamental principles might tell me them here from Yalat. If it's not written in any Ashkenazi Seder, and we do not find anybody making this argument till the Yoach HaShulchan, we should assume, to use the lashon of Chazal, Hanach lebnei Yisrael, leave them alone. Im lo neviyem hem, B'nei Nevi'im Hem. If it's not in the Siddur, obviously it's not supposed to be in the Siddur. And we do not say, it's a mistake. If it would be a mistake of a book, as that's it would be corrected in the past 600 or 700 years. And if it wasn't, obviously it doesn't need to be. However, in the Rambam we do find it. And Rambam say that Atfilis, at the end of Sefer Ahavo, we find the nusach of all the tefillos in Rambam. Brochem tzos m'musaf Rosh Chodesh shechal yes b'Shabbos. And then Amber writes what the nusach is. Atu yetzautu alom chamikedem, kelisu malachtuchu b'yom yishvi, b'chartu b'olam kol omis. And we're all familiar. We're going to say this tomorrow. The last line. Let's have a look. Yerotzim alfonach v'ashem lakenu v'kev v'zein. Shuchat shen zchon. The Rambam does have Kadshenu Mitzvasecho. And that is why the Sephardim do say, but the Ashkenazim
Kol HaLashon.
Yoach HaShulchan says, I think one should say, and I do say, even though it's not in the Siddur. So obviously he davened the Baal Peh. Or maybe he had a Chabad Siddur, which is somewhat unlikely. And in my opinion, I don't like to argue with the Yoach HaShulchan, whom I greatly admire, but I'm just miyash of all the others. I think it's a mistake. This entire argument is a total mistake, because Shabbos teaches us Ayin Toivo. And even though Shabbos is more important than any other day of the year, Kedushas Shabbos is higher than Kedushas Yom HaKippurim. That would be a chiddush to many people. Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosayim. But Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom HaKippurim. Shabbos definitely has more Kedusha than Yom Tov. It has 1,000 times more Kedusha than Rosh Chodesh. But Shabbos always steps aside when a guest comes for Shabbos. Shabbos always steps aside. And at the Musaf, Shabbos Yom Tov, we say the Nusach of Sholosh Regalim, and we mention Shabbos as well. Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, needless to say, that the Tefillah is Rosh Hashanah, and we mention Shabbos. And the same is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The fundamental Nusach of Musaf is the Nusach of Rosh Chodesh. We mention Shabbos as well. And in Rosh Chodesh we don't have Kachenu b'mitzvasecho because there is no Kedushas Yom Tov on Rosh Chodesh. So why would there be Kachenu b'mitzvasecho because of Shabbos? Shabbos steps aside. And just like Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed doesn't come close to the Kedusha of Shabbos, but Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we say the Nusach of Sholosh Regalim. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the fundamental Nusach is not the Nusach of Shabbos, it's Nusach of Rosh Chodesh. So I don't understand what the Ochre Shulchan is talking about. He says, every Shabbos we say Kachenu b'mitzvasecho, why wouldn't we say it today? Because Rosh Chodesh, we don't say the Tfilas of Shabbos, it's the Tfilas of Chodesh. And at Tfilas of Chodesh, there is no Kachenu b'mitzvasecho. So I don't think this comment is right at all. Somebody told me many years ago, he davened in Shara Chesed with Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Reb Shlomo Zalman had Yotzat, and he said Kachenu b'mitzvasecho. And I said, this cannot be. Cannot be. Because I knew Reb Shlomo Zalman. Lo matim lo. It doesn't fit in with his personality. He was not a revolutionary. He didn't. He was a gewaltige Chatschen in Alocha, but he was the greatest honor in the world. Lo matim lo. I don't believe Reb Shlomo Zalman would say Kachenu b'mitzvasecho when nobody says it. And it doesn't appear in any Ashkenazi Seder. In Nusach Ashkenazi it doesn't appear. Can't be. But he said, I saw. What should I say? Many years later, when Sforim came out, you know, Reb Shlomo Zalman's Psukim, I don't recall whether it's Halicha Shleima or Shulchan Shleima, but in one of these two Sforim, I saw Gufe de Uvda Hecha Hava. I saw what the story was. And yes, it's true, Reb Shlomo Zalman did say Kachenu b'mitzvasecho, Vekama ze matim l'Reb Shlomo Zalman. And it's very fitting for Reb Shlomo Zalman. Why is that? So the story is told. Before Reb Shlomo Zalman came to Shara Chesed and he davened in that shul, in that shul there was an elder Talmud Chochem, his name was Reb Shimon Pepperman. And he made a minig in this shul to say Kachenu b'mitzvasecho. We don't know where he got this minig, maybe from the Ochre Shulchan, maybe his Rebbe taught him. I never heard about Reb Shimon Pepperman, but he was there before Reb Shlomo Zalman, and that was the meaning of the shul. So Reb Shlomo Zalman davened for the Yomid, he's not going to hurt that person, and it's not going to go against the minig of Mokam. If that's what they say, then we'll say it. It's not a brocha levatola. It's not a brocha levatola. After all, it's the Nusach of Tvilas Shabbos. After that, Reb Shimon Pepperman passed away. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, now we're going back to Minig Ashkenaz, and we will no longer say Shabbos is Chodesh Kachenu b'mitzvasecho. And if that's the story, it's beautiful. Yes, and it fits in very well with Reb Shlomo Zalman's personality. Mishum Kvoido Shaloi Seizoken didn't want to hurt him and offend him. He was older than Reb Shlomo Zalman. He was there before him. He was a Talmud Chochem. And if that is the minig of this shul, that's what I'm going to do. But after he passed away, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, now we're going back to Nusach Ashkenaz. So it's the same story, Rabbosai, but you need to know the context of a story. So when I heard the story, I said, impossible, no way. When I saw actually what the story was, I said, it's not only possible, but yes, yeah, it's very fitting for Reb Shlomo Zalman's mahalacha and his personality. Why does Shabbos step aside for Yom Tov, for Chol HaMoed, for Rosh Chodesh? Why? So obviously we have so much to learn from Shabbos stepping aside for the guest. But the Shilta Geboirim has two different explanations. Yes, Shoyalim. Lama menichem b'Shabbos brochem tzuas shel Shabbos v'oimlim shel Yom Tov, shi'ato b'chotonu, v'koilelim bo shel Shabbos, v'chem b'musaf Shabbos l'Rosh Chodesh, menichem tikanto, v'oimlim ato yotzato. Why? Atam. Mishum de brocha shel Shabbos, shem ato kadashto, yitzmach moishe ato echot, lo yipol behem yafeh, עירוב של שבס ויום טבע לשחוידש, כמו שנוכל לאימר, באתו בחתונו ביאתו יצרתו, ולכן מניחן לקודם של שבס, ביאתו בחתונו ביאתו יצרתו, או מסחיל המקודם של שבס, מסחיל של שבס תחילו. Not very convincing. I don't know. He says, mitzad the nusach, it's easier to combine Shabbos in the nusach of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov than to stick in Yom Tov in the nusach of Shabbos. Why? I mean, you could formulate things in a thousand ways. Why? I don't understand what he's saying. He says, einoy me'arev yofa, it's hard to put in Yom Tov in the Shabbos the Ketfela, in Tikanto, it's easier to put Shabbos in Yom Tov the Ketfela. I don't know why. I mean, we could always find a beautiful formula if we have the liberty to be menaseich tefillas. I don't get this tam. I think the other one makes more sense. V'yesh oimrem, tam acha. Lama menichen shel Shabbos v'om shel Yom Tov, kedei lefasim shu Yom Tov. Maske shel Shabbos tchilo lefi shehi tidiro. And he brings this from Atzer Sachayim. You cannot forget Shabbos. There's no chashas. People will forget Shabbos. You can't forget Shabbos. Shabbos is every seventh day. 6,000 years that we've been observing Shabbos. Masa Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kidesh et HaShabbos. We didn't have the luchos of Shabbos, but Shabbos is the day since the very first Shabbos of creation. You can't forget Shabbos, but you could forget Yom Tov, when it's Chana Shabbos, you could forget the Shchodesh. And that is why the basic Nusach is Yom Tov, Chalamoid, Shchodesh, and we just put in Shabbos. But this is a fact. And the fact is, the fundamental Nusach of Tvila in Musaf is not the Shabbos Dika Musaf. It's the Yom Tov Dika Musaf, it's the Shchodesh Musaf. And if it's Shchodesh, why would we say Kachenu B'Mitzvah Secho? It's not in Tfilas Shchodesh. It's in Tfilas Shabbos and in Tfilas Yom Tov, but not in Tfilas Shchodesh. However, and this was my big surprise, Machzor Vitri. So let me tell you who is Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri is basically Rashi, and Rabbeisav Sharashi. And Machzor Vitri is the very first Siddur we have, going all the way back, even before the Rambam. And Machzor Vitri is Ashkenaz. Rashi was an Ashkenazi. In a Machzor Vitri, we do find Kachayinu B'Mitzvah Secho, and that's the surprise. So the Oruch HaShulchan has a point. So I came out against the Oruch HaShulchan 10 minutes ago. I think he would be very gratified to be aware of this Machzor Vitri. Atu yitzartu alam chumi kedem kilisu malachtachu biyoyim yishvi b'chartu bo namakol umis. And we have the lengthy Nusach of Tvilas, Shabbos Rishchoydesh. Last line. Elokeinu velokei v'seinu, rotzeim nichoseinu, ad b'yahavarus in Shabbos Kodshecho. This is the Nusach of Kachenu b'mitzvasecho, v'seinu kelu b'sarusecho. Machzor Vitri is Ashkenaz. So really is a shtikel pela. If it's in Machzor Vitri, was the most important source of Nusach Ashkenaz, why don't we have it in our Sidurim? So, the Oruch HaShulchan has a point. He wasn't aware of this Machzor Vitri. So should we say it, or should we not say it? We should not say it. It's in Machzor Vitri. The Oruch HaShulchan argues we should. It's not in Mugen Avraham. It's not in any of the Poskim, and it's not in the Ashkenazi Sidurim. What's not in the Siddur, we don't say. So I think, no, we should not start saying it, because it's not in the Siddur. And it's not in any major Ashkenazi Posek. From the Machzor Vitri till the Oruch HaShulchan. That's about 800 years, approximately. And it's nowhere after the Oruch HaShulchan. Even though some present-day Gedolim write, we should do like the Oruch HaShulchan. And that is what Reb Shimon Pepperman did. I don't know who he asked, but that was the fact. And Reb Shimon Zalman didn't want to offend him, and therefore he said, Kachenu v'mitzvasecho, but I don't think we should change our nusach. Sugya number two is source number seven, and that is the Igres Moshe. What happens if a person davens and Musaf Shabbos Shchodesh, he forgot it's Shchodesh. And this is very common, it happens all the time. Because on the top of the page you have Musaf Shabbos, on the bottom of the page you have Shchodesh, and people sometimes get confused, and people sometimes just forget. So we daven the normal Musaf of Shabbos, and then when the Shliach Tzibbe davens, he says, oi, I forgot to say Atu Yitzato. The Moshe Paskins, you already said Musaf Shel Shabbos. No point in saying it again. You should now say Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh. Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh, you say a middle of the week. And you shouldn't say Musaf Shel Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Atu Yitzarto. Why? You already said. And Reb Moshe tells a story. I hope we have it in our section. I'm not sure. Yes, here it is. V'chein ho'ereisi b'lyuban, third line. Kishechotfu anoshim, v'hoishivum bebeit ha'asurim, kidei sheyitin kesef shel zohar v'lamedina, kefi asach she'omdu sheyesh loy. V'hoye oz, Shabbos v'reshchoy dishvat, v'loye nichu elohai v'sidor, v'loye boki b'tfilis musim shel Shabbos v'reshchoy dish. So people were snatched off the street and thrown into jail. It was Erev Shabbos Shchodesh. Why did they do that? They wanted money. It's not like the hostages that we have for more than a year in Gaza, Shashem Yerachim. It's not about money. It's about Dina Nefoshes, and so many of them were killed. Shem Yinkum Domam. So Ramesha tells a story. I was a young Rav in Russia. And Erev Shabbos, people were grabbed and thrown into jail, and the Russians didn't even let them take a sitter. You know, in many old svarim that were printed 100 years ago, the Machaber writes, HaKeser Yorem Hoidoi, he's such a great guy, and so compassionate, and he loves the Jews. Nebuch, they needed to write that nonsense. They were the greatest anti-Semites in the entirety of Europe. That's Golos. You know, we needed to praise them, and they're so benevolent and so compassionate. So anyway, they didn't even let them take a sitter. And the Moshe Paskin, if you remember Musaf Shel Shabbos, and many people remember Musaf Shel Shabbos, almost that no one could memorize Shabbos Shchodesh. It happens once in a few years, not very common, but you daven Musaf every Shabbos. So the Moshe Paskin, if you remember Musaf Shel Shabbos, that one's the Shabbos. If you're going to get out of jail, and before nightfall, then you should daven Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh, not Atu Yitzarto. And that is a gewaldige chiddush. Is that comparable to a person at Mezonos, and he ate some grapes, and he drank wine, and he said, Birchas Me'en Sholosh only Alamechio. He didn't mention Peroiseo, and he didn't mention Priya Geffen. And then he remembers, just a minute, I ate grapes and I drank wine. And he sees, needs to say Me'en Sholosh again. Would he say Alamechia? Alamechia, 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 Geffen? Or you already said Alamechia. What do you think? When he says Abroch again, should he say Alamechia again? What do you think? No. Rabbi Yosef, my dear friend, you came a long way to be here. So he said, you don't say it again, and you're right. Why would he say it again? He already said Al-Mechio. Would the same apply to Musaf Shabbos and then Musaf Rosh Chodesh? Would it? Some say yes. Some say yes. But I don't think so. Why? Explain to me what is the difference. Why when you say Birchas Me'en Sholosh, you say Al-Mechio, and you weren't Yoitza, because you skipped Peiros, and you skipped Priya Geffen. You only said Alamechio. When you say it again, you don't say Alamechio again. So why, when a Shabbos is Chodesh, and I already said Musaf Shel Shabbos, but I missed the Chodesh, Should I say only Rosh Chodesh, just like El HaMichya, or it's different? Of course it's different. And why is it different? Because El HaMichya is a Birchas HaNehenin. There's a Brucha Rishoyna and a Brucha Achroyna. You can't say the same Brucha twice. That is a Brucha Levatola. So you said El HaMichya, you were Yoitza. So Mezoinus is out. You still need to say a brocha and peres and an yayin. But the madbeya shel tfilo, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh has a madbeya, and that is the madbeya shel tfilo. And the madbeya shel tfilo is atu yitzavta, and madbeya shel tfilo is a combination of kedushas hayom, Shabbos and yomte, Shabbos and chalamoid, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. That is the nusach, that is the madbeya shel tfilo. If you skipped Yom Tov, you weren't Yoitza. If you said Al HaMichya, you skipped Al Pri HaGefen, you were Yoitza. You were Yoitza Al HaMichya. You still have another brocha. And that is the difference. Birke Yosef disagrees with the Yigas Moshe. V'chein ani yoyme de'im b'Shabbos v'chol ha'moyed. Hispar musav shol Shabbos levad. ואומר יאללה ויובוי באבוידו. צורך לחזור ולספר על מוסף שבס וחול המועד. נת מוסף של חול המועד. לחזור ולספר על מוסף שבס וחול המועד. כיוון דלוי זוכו שם מוסף בחול המועד. ודלוי כמי שכוסף איפחה ואין דבוריו מחבורים. ואין הפנאי מסכמים מלהרך. ושמחתי על המעין יש בצדק. Loi kemisha kosav ipcha. Does he mean the Igros Moshe? What do you think? Does he mean the Igros Moshe? Does anybody know who was the Birke Yosef? Who was the Birke Yosef? Does anybody know? Was he a Rishon or an Achron? What? Who's talking? Chassidisha or Litvisha? Yeah. Do you know the Rosh HaTeva's Chido? Yeah, great. So the Chido can't mean the Igros Moshe because he was 200 years older than the Igros Moshe. I wonder whom he does mean. I have no idea. So if anybody finds one of the Gedolim of his era, of his age, or of previous Gedolim, I would very much like to know. Because that means that the Igros Moshe has a predecessor, has somebody earlier that said the same, but I don't know who that was. And the halacha is, like Reb Shmuel Zalman, source number 9, you skipped Rosh Chodesh, you need to say Ato Yitzarto. That is the Matbeya Shel Tefillah. Now I'm going to challenge you to a more difficult question. Who wrote the Sefer Chesed La'alofim? Does anybody know? Who wrote the Sefer Pele Yoyetz? Does anybody know? Who? Yes. You could judge by the name, probably he was a Sephardi. He also wrote Chesed La'alofim. Pele Yoyetz is in Musar, Chesed La'alofim is on Shulchan Aruch. And a Chesed La'alofim Tov Chofei, he says, if Shabbos is Chodesh, you only said Musaf Shal Shabbos. You skipped Rosh Chodesh, and then you said Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh without Shabbos, you need to daven a third Shmoneh Esreh, and even b'diyeved, you weren't Yoitza. Because the Matbeya Shel Tfilah is the combination of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together. Shabbos without Rosh Chodesh without Shabbos, even b'diyeved, you weren't Yoitza, he writes. So the Moshe and the Chesed La'alofim are the two extremes. The Moshe says, even L'chatchila. No point in saying Shabbos again. You already said Musaf Shel Shabbos. So now what you need to say is Rosh Chodesh without Shabbos. Rabbi Loza Papo writes, even B'diyavid you weren't Yoitza. I wouldn't say Davin a third Shemayin Esa. I would say B'diyavid you were Yoitza, but definitely not L'chatchila. And the Matbeya Shel Tefillah, L'chatchila is Ato Yitzarto, which is a combination of Shabbos and Yom Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together. So Shabbos and Chodesh is two different Kedushas and two different Bechinas. And whenever there's another Kedusha combining with Shabbos, it enhances and enriches what this Shabbos means. Shabbos Kodesh is the most special day we have. And many times I shared my thought. What's the secret of Shtei Shabbosos? Why two? Not one and not three. What is the significance, maybe symbolic, of Shtei Shabbosos? So, I'm going to give you two pshutim before I say what I really think. Or Chaim Kodesh has a technical explanation, an interesting one. And he says, the essence of Shabbos is the seventh day. Sheishes Yemei HaMasa, and then comes Shabbos. And that is a Zeichel HaMasa Bereishis. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, Uviyom Yishish Shabbos Ve'Nofash. So you need Shabbos number one to start the count. If you don't keep Shabbos number one, then Shabbos number two wouldn't be the seventh day. It would be, I don't know, the 100th day, the 1,000th day, if you never kept Shabbos before. So Shabbos number one is just starting the count. Shabbos number two would be day number 7. That's a technical explanation. Why don't I like this pshat? Because then Shabbos number one doesn't really have any intrinsic value. It's just technicality. You need to keep Shabbos number one. That Shabbos number two is the real thing and is the only thing. I think two Shabbosos must have some fundamental significance of two Shabbosos. And now alum the Shabshat. When you do something once, it might just be coincidence. If you coincidentally kept Shabbos, you don't deserve the Geula Shleima. Just might be by chance. There's a machlekes Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Trei zimna hava chazoka, o tlat zimna hava chazoka. And Yevomis Samach Dalet in other sources in Shas as well. Rebbe says 3 times. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says 2 times. Halochi keman, badin and afoshes were machmer 2. All the other halachas, we need 3. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berov Rachma V'Chasodov says, you know, if you're going to keep 2 Shabbosos, out of my love for you, I'm going to paskan like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. You don't need 3 to have a chazakah, but at least 2. And if you're going to keep 2 Shabbosos, it's no longer coincidence. And for you, because you are my precious beloved children, I'm going to pass on like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and 2 Shabbosim will be enough. And that is 2 Shabbosim miyad hem negolen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I actually should require 3, because we pass on up here like Rebbe. Tlad zimna hava chazoka. But I know it's hard for so many of you, so 2 would be enough. And what is my feeling, Shtei Shabbosim? Shabbos is the Yesod of Emunah. And Shabbos brings us back to 2 fundamentals. On one hand, Shabbos is a Zeichel HaMasa Bereishis. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days of Yom Yishish of Azvei Nefesh. Shabbos is also a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bries HaVoyram and Yetzias Mitzrayim are the 2 fundamentals. You all remember the very first Ikar of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Ani mamin be'emuna shalei meshaboyri esboch shamayhu boira ve'manhig lekol abruim. Boira u'manhig. He is the creator. And he is the mover. He created the world, and he watches over the world, and he dictates everything that will happen, Mashgocha Protas. Shabbos proves both. Shabbos is Zeichel HaMaaseh Bereishis, and that proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, he is the Manig. And maybe the two Shabbosos are, one, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, two, Zeichel HaBriyas HaOlam. One to testify that we believe who are Borei, and the other, who are Manig. And that is the symbolism of Shtei Shabbosos. Rosh Chodesh, there are so many symbolic inyunim on Rosh Chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh about? Rosh Chodesh goes back to Boire, and it goes back to Manig as well. Rosh Chodesh is about Chidush HaBriya, that the Briya wasn't a one-time event, and then it just rolls on in inertia. No. The sun is static, exactly as it was when it was created. The moon is in constant, perpetual motion. It either gets bigger or it gets smaller. And that goes back to Boira. But the Shchodesh is also about Manig. And we are Nimshal Lavona. And the Medrash says, why do Umas Olam have the sun and we have the Lavona? And the Medrash says something so fundamental in our story, the story of Klal Yisrael. The sun shines in all its glory by day. By night, it is nowhere to be found. The sun goes to sleep every night. The moon is always up there in the sky, sometimes more obvious, sometimes less obvious. Sometimes it is clear, sometimes it is hidden by the rays of the sun, but it's always up there. And the moon shines and gives its light by night. And in Divrei Hanavi, night is always a moshel to the galus. Nafshi l'Hashem mishoymerim laboika. We are waiting for sunrise. We are waiting for Shimshoy Shel Moshiach, Shiyala. So the Shchodesh is about Boirei, and it is also about Manig. And the Shchodesh teaches us that we are a constant. We are forever. We are the people of eternity. Mighty empires rise and fall, each of them having its moment of glory under the sun and then sinking into oblivion. We are forever. We have great days, we have days of sorrow, we have days of glory, we have our ups and downs, but we are the people of eternity. We were here before all the others, and we will be here after all of the others. We are the people of Netzach, and Netzach Yisrael, Lo Yishaka. So when Shabbos comes together with Rosh Chodesh, that is a very Shabbos. The Shchodesh enriches Shabbos, Shabbos enriches the Shchodesh, and this is, Baruch Hashem, what we will experience this Shabbos, which is Shabbos the Shchodesh. Yerosim, we should be Zoicha, that Klal Yisrael, once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mechadish, Chidosh HaLavona, Oira Ke Oira Shivas HaYomim, and we should be Zoicha to a Geula Shalema, B'Mehero V'Yomeinu, Amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.